Welcome to another episode of The Hindu and the Jew. In a short while, you will gasp in awe at the sheer brilliance of these two podcasters. But before you can sit and stare and gawp at the sheer genius of these two, a short musical interlude.
Okay, so, wait.
Oh, come on!
Oh, whoops, that was too much.
Enjoying yourself?
Okay, so.
Third time's a
charm. Now that we've gotten that established.
Ooh, remind me to take my cable home, by the way. I don't want to leave it here.
Wait, talk again. Say something.
Something.
Okay, let me raise the volume. Okay.
Wait, don't say anything. Stop for a sec. Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's how annoying it is.
Shut up, everyone loves it. Okay, this is episode 26.
Oh, yeah.
Of The Hindu and the Jew.
So,
oh, yeah.
We're about two shows ahead. Well, sort of.
We don't need to talk about...
But no, what I wanted to say is the last two shows you've heard have had a really weird intro.
Actually, it's quite cool. It's not weird.
Oh, no, they're great. But we never talked about it in show 24 because
okay, so
we made it in show at the end of show 24.
How we did it was I took the intro I'd made before, relearned it backwards, which was incredibly hard, and then using a home-constructed wah pedal, I managed to make it sound as cool as you can hear it there. Isn't that absolutely fabulous?
It's either that or I played what you had in reverse.
No, you didn't do that. Don't tell them anything.
It's a tough call. So anyways, yeah, it sounds kind of cool.
Okay, so...
And... Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I have something to dig what will take me like 5 minutes. So.
Okay. Postcard. We got our postcard from Carl. Kevin!
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You probably just alienated him now.
I'm sorry, Kevin. Who's got a great podcast? We got the beat. Have you heard it? It's a lot like ours. So anyways, oh, and so I was talking to him. He gave me his IM thing, so I IM'd him, and I was talking to him about setting up this new thing that we have on our website currently, which is the other thing I wanted to talk about, which displays currently what we are listening to or have listened to in the last... listened to.
Well, the last four tracks we heard.
It shows the last four tracks we heard on iTunes, and then if you take the link into the specific, either the Jews or the Hindus, you hear... The last 25. You see the last 25. If you click on them, you don't hear them. You just go to Amazon. I don't know why it does that, but I can't really change it. So, anyways, that's cool. And so Kevin sent us a postcard. Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Hello.
We're kind of recording. Sorry. So, anyways, that's my dad.
I think the last time we had him on an episode, he for some reason ruffled my hair.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Yeah.
And that was very strange.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about?
Pink Floyd!
Oh, God.
Live Aid concert. I finally... such a day. You probably all saw it on whenever Live Aid was. I think it was like...
Yeah, because all our listeners
July
are so
4th.
Old.
Dude, there were children at that concert. Okay, Pink Floyd... Rock, one of the best bands ever. Dark Side of the Moon, one of the best. Oh my God, Nearly Flawless album. I gave the Jew it, but he won't listen to it.
I listened to one song.
Yeah, Money. Oh my. Well, you listened to the whole album,
but
then
not,
didn't
not
you?
Money. It's
Money by
Pink
Floyd. Yes, because I'm talking about them right now.
Yeah, that one.
Fine.
No,
you asked for it.
Even I can play that.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. I can play it at half the speed.
Well, let's see if
flawlessly.
I can do it.
No, I play it. Da 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 da.
Da.
Da da. Okay. Back to what you're saying.
So I finally saw the performance today. I saw Breathe. Let's see, what were the four tracks they played? They first played Breathe, then they played Money.
Money.
And then they played Wish You Were Here. And then to end, they played Comfortably Numb. Oh my god. Comfortably Numb, sorry, was the song that got me into Pink Floyd. Such a fantastic song, seriously.
How's it go? Don't play it, just tell me.
Let's see. Hello, hello.
No, the money, the sound. The money.
I don't remember what the...
See.
Is there anybody in there?
Wait, are we allowed to do this?
It's not if you can hear me. Oh, wait.
Well, I'm sure we're off. Wait.
Is there
anybody? Okay, I don't know. That's good. That's all I need.
Come on, come on, now. I hear you.
Okay, I'm sure they are
down.
Really appreciative of your serenading here.
I can ease your pain, get you on your feet, and etc. So
they really want a song. I gotta hear one of these. But they
don't
get to
the last track was Comfortably Numb. As I said, the couple of good things about the performance was it was absolutely fantastic. Oh my god!
That was too loud.
I know, but it was absolutely fantastic. I mean, they reunited after 22 years. They're all really old now. They're like in their 70s or something, and they dedicated the performance. They dedicated their performance to Syd Barrett, who was the original founding member, but after 2 years he went insane. And so now because they fired him and hired someone else, so he just went completely insane and had to be put in an insane asylum, and now he hates anything or anyone to even mention Pink Floyd to him. Which is funny because they keep on dedicating stuff to him. Yeah.
That's
like
really funny.
Brain Damage on Dark Side of the Moon,
I've heard
him.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, right. And they dedicate. I just find it incredibly amusing. He hates them and they keep on dedicating stuff to him. Anyway,
I love him.
Aww. So it was cool because I didn't know in Breathe they used a slide guitar. I thought it was always the it was probably some effect.
Oh, I thought they used the electric. That's right.
Yeah, effect on the. If you'd let me finish.
Yeah, sorry.
I thought they were using either the keyboard or the or an effects pedal, but they were using a slide guitar, which is
keyboard?
Really cool.
Keyboard pedal?
No, a keyboard.
Okay.
You know what a keyboard is? You see this thing?
I believe I'm
aware.
Can you
make it bigger?
I think I've been briefed.
Okay, good to know. Anyway, so that was cool. And they took the bassist and the lead guitarist took turns singing, which was really cool as well. Because they're both good. I mean, Roger Waters, his voice is just characteristic of Pink Floyd. So, one of the most amazing things was Roger Waters. I think he is still, I don't remember if that's still his name. Or if it's someone else who's the lead singer. But he was playing the solo for Wish You Were Here, right? On his acoustic, doing bends I can't even dream of doing on mine. And he's matching pitches like this. I don't know if you can hear that, but I'll play it again.
God.
He was matching pitches like that with his voice.
Wow.
You're still... Ah!
Ruby Lily could do it.
Yeah, right, she could, or he could.
Sure she could.
Brendan couldn't.
I bet you Val could.
I bet she couldn't. Not the way he did it. Perfectly matching the pitch, no way, dude.
Yeah, she'd be better.
Yeah, right.
She'd be harmonizing.
You wish? He was harmonizing.
That's not matching, that's like a half step down or whatever.
No, you can harmonize when you're at the same pitch.
Oh, same pitch, that's a good pitch. It's a key word there.
Anyway, oh my god, it was so fun. Dude. You can't expect Grudel to match up to Pink Floyd.
Yeah, they're so much better.
Yeah, you wish!
Hey.
They're good. I'm not saying they're bad.
I know.
They're better than a lot of stuff I've heard.
A lot of the other stuff you like.
But they're not as good as Pink Floyd, or Zeppelin, or Sabbath.
So this is kind of a
or
bit
Metallica,
of a segue.
Or
yeah, sure.
AC/DC, or A Perfect Circle, or Tool, or Jimi Hendrix. Oh my god.
What about Coldplay?
Coldplay Fix You.
If you guys have been to the website, you've
song.
Seen that all he's listened to in the last 24 hours is Coldplay.
Well, I listened to it while going to sleep. They're good. I have a rush of blood to the head, and I bought with real money Fix You, which is a really good song. Apparently, it's Chris Martin's favorite song. Chris Martin is the lead singer and pianist.
That helps.
In case you didn't know. And someone has come.
Oh, here
to
he is. We
wait,
were just
no.
about to start talking about it. Don't come in yet.
Don't come in yet.
Get off the soundstage.
Anyway, so that performance was just fantastic.
Okay. So
and
like
just before
segue.
That, I had... Wait. I had been watching the Led Zeppelin DVD. Let's see what it's called. Is it just called Led Zeppelin DVD? Yeah, it's called Led Zeppelin DVD.
It's got a picture of, like, fields.
I saw the performance of Moby Dick. Oh, Moby Dick. It's the instrumental of John Bonham. We're just playing drums. He's so incredible. Stairway to Heaven and Achilles' Last Stand, they just blew me away.
Moby Dick? The book?
Melville.
Herman Melville. That's what I was thinking of it yesterday. I don't know why. I haven't read it or anything.
Oh, that reminds me. I had this I probably talked about this, but I had this substitute substitute English teacher last year, and she was teaching us something about Moby Dick, and she goes, "I think Melville makes Moby Dick look sexy." And then she went on to explain to us that sperm whale meant sperm not sexually, but merely as a description for the whale, which, of course, everyone enjoyed and did not find awkward at all. However, back to the Led Zeppelin DVD. Absolutely fantastic. If you get your chance to get a hold of it. Dude, when you want to talk about something, I let you. So let me, please.
Sorry.
Okay?
Sorry.
And if you can get your hands on it, it's absolutely amazing.
Sorry. Okay.
It's so fantastic.
Segway.
Oh, the Live Aid performance. Oh my god, I'm still on a musical high from that.
Alright. Okay. I'm sure you guys enjoyed that
sound. Oh, do you know how
there.
Incredibly impressive it was?
Okay. I'm sure it was amazing.
Just, wow.
I'll watch it someday.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
In talking about music.
W. O.
W, yes.
W. Not WW1. Or WW2, or G.W. Bush, or WW, yeah, that's a good point, but W.O.W.
Okay,
not War of Worlds,
come on,
not
please.
War of Worlds, but
they're
wow.
antsy, they want to know what's going to happen,
they're not antsy at all.
Yeah, I'm sure they're like, on
they're
the
not.
Edge of their seats.
If you're antsy like. At this point in the podcast, please email us right now and tell us, and if you're not, prove me right by emailing us and saying that you're not antsy. Ace, you email us one more time, I'm coming out.
No, here. No. Fine, you can email my personal account, you know it.
How does he know it? Why does
I emailed,
he know it?
I responded once with it. Yeah. He also, I think he gives my full name. Oh well.
Okay, fine, we'll segue.
Segue.
So, the Mini Jew basically stole my idea of having an episode where we
he
discuss
didn't stole
music.
Your idea.
He didn't stole my
he
idea.
He didn't stole
That's
it.
Great English right there.
He didn't, it was his idea, but it just happened that we had talked about it previously. Anyways, none of that is important. The whole thing
isn't it?
No.
Exactly.
We're
go
starting
on.
A. Well, he's starting.
Well, the Jew wants to let him start. Let's put it like
and
that.
And you're going with it.
Well, not so much going with it as not saying anything.
Okay, fine. Anyways, a new
segment. Fine! You should be trying to persuade me. I thought this was a
I know,
Jew.
I'm persuading you
fine.
Through them.
Fine. Apparently, I'm not necessary to this podcast. Why don't you go on talking then, the Jew?
Okay, well.
Fine.
Alright, so anyways, what the plan is that we're going to get permission from various bands that are not, like, big and famous. Like
so
me.
So not good. Yeah, you're big and famous.
Like us, because we're just so famous.
True, we probably have more listeners than the bands do.
No, that's not true.
It should
hopefully
be.
It will
be
us and we'll get
at
more
some point. No, it will be at some point.
It's
we
all
will have more
ploy. Okay, so anyways, they we're emailing, or actually, Mini Jew is emailing a bunch of bands and getting permission to play one or all of their songs in a new segment, which is yet to be titled. Any ideas?
Me?
Yeah,
he's music gonna be, with he, the Mini Jew.
He's doing it with his friend, probably.
Music with the Mini Jew and friend.
He likes it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so, and yeah.
And so, we'll music with the Mini Jew and Crazy Christian Guy.
No.
No, that doesn't have the same snap. But, okay, so far it's. So, music with the Mini Jew and Fran will start soon, I'm sure.
I
we still
we'll
have to figure
we'll
out.
We'll do it up tonight and then we'll
much,
probably play it on our next
how
show.
How much time. Are we allotting?
To them? Enough to play one song and talk about the band.
So about 4 minutes?
Five or six. It kind of depends.
The songs are about 2 to 3 minutes long.
Some of them. The ones by Well Built, who gave us permission, are... Fine. Guess to see who we're going to be featuring. Stay tuned. Okay, anyways, they're about 3.5 minutes. 3 minutes, 40 seconds. Stop flipping me off.
What?
That chord. Go back. Yeah, that one.
Okay. We'll put a picture on the side and explain what I'm doing at this point.
Okay, so anyways,
we'll talk about it after the interview.
Cares.
Exactly. Yes, they do. If they didn't care, they wouldn't be listening to this episode right now.
I don't think they care what you're doing with your fingers under your car.
That kind of stopped the whole conversation, really.
Anyways,
so yeah. So you're going to have a new segment with Music with the Mini-Jew.
Ooh, that's good too. That's good too. I think I heard that before. Sounds familiar.
Anyway, do you want to say anything about it before we
get
you out?
Yeah, you got to talk. We're interviewing him.
Well, you have to ask me questions.
Fine.
Well, I don't know.
Do you want to do it?
Yes, of course.
Are you going to enjoy doing it?
Yeah, it's
going to
be fun.
Okay, so get over here. No, stop hitting my computer with your guitar.
You should tell your computer to stop hitting my guitar with itself.
Okay, anyways. Tell us how you're getting music and...
Well, I've been
you just told
Gary.
Him you're...
No. Where he's finding the bands, all that.
Yeah.
But nuts.
Like
so the site, basically.
No, it's not all from one site. A lot of it is, but not all of it. Mine's from a different site.
Go on.
My main place has been GarageBand.com.
Wait, come over here, because they're hearing the guitar more than they're hearing you if you're just far away. Just get off your chair and go closer.
And it's been helpful, and we found a lot of different bands. And yeah, you should go there if you want to listen to some good music. Or you can just listen to our show, because we're playing that music. So.
Wait, a promo there. Yeah. Oh, and if you know any good bands.
Yeah.
Any,
if
like,
you know any
like,
unheard
not big,
of bands.
Like, yeah,
like not too
like
big.
Bands that are local, but
local,
they're just so
yeah.
good that you want to share them with everyone.
Yeah, you think they're good.
They don't have to be local. We like this one.
Email the Mini Jew.
Where are they from?
The Mini Jew at gmail.com.
Yeah, the Mini Jew at gmail.com.
Well, that's someone from England.
No, we're talking about the weird
Beatles.
Ones we just
and there's a really website. Good chance that we'll get them on
the
show. The
Slovakians or whatever?
Are they Czech? I don't know. We won't
that's
give it away.
That's not a good one. We're not
their
playing.
Music
we're
is
playing
good.
Pretty
websites.
Much all kinds.
The music is okay. I don't
we got
really like ska. No.
Crazy music with crazy people and then uncrazy people. And it's not gonna be crazy.
Nice.
That was an incredible promo for your show.
So basically, all ranges of music, but not rap and not classical and
not real rock and
not
yeah,
metal.
So as long
we'll do some metal, but not death metal.
As long as it's not rock or as long as it's not rap or classical,
dude,
we're probably down to play.
Do some Bach. Bach's incredible.
Oh, no.
But we can't get permission. He's dead.
Yeah. So then it doesn't matter.
No, because
he's dead.
Owes the rights.
And I don't want to do Bach.
Dude, fucking rocks, man. He's amazing.
Bach
so,
rocks. I'm gonna get candy.
That's pop rock.
Yeah, I know.
Wait.
I was making a joke
email
there.
Email it, and there's 99% chance we're playing it. So.
Despite how many negative
and we don't have
feedback he receives about it.
We don't have a new person to the show, I guess. Who's
the friend.
The friend.
We won't give his real name.
No, he's
to
not a friend.
Protect his secret identity.
He shall be known only as Nad.
No, he'll be known as the friend.
Or CCG.
Crazy Christian guy.
Basically, yeah.
CCG's pretty good.
Yeah, CCG should be.
But I call him CG.
Music with the Mini Jew and CCG.
No, just have it as and friend. It works with and friend.
Okay.
You don't need to have.
You gotta
CCG.
Come up with something better. CG might be better. CCG. Hey, CCG.
Okay. That sounds like we're copying Tenacious D.
Why?
Yeah. Me,
KG. And JB.
Yeah, but
me.
That's their real name.
And KG.
KG Kyle Gass.
I know. So, me.
And he calls himself Jables.
Okay.
Jingles. Bojangles.
So, yeah.
Jables. JB.
Tune in next.
Tune
episode.
In next time for...
It'll probably be at the end of the show. Right?
You think so? I think we'll probably play
Music with the Mini
at least
Jew.
The first one we'll probably
my
play.
Friend.
Don't play it at the beginning.
Or in the middle of the show, and we'll listen to
right,
it.
Alright, let's just play it at the end.
Yeah, I think the end's a good idea.
Okay.
People, sure. Then people, you can turn it off, or if you want to be nice, you can listen to it.
Or do.
Decide if you like it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it will be a big success, and there will be multiple...
You really
episodes.
Need to be more flowing with your sentences
but
so you hold
you
their attention.
You keep interrupting me, so it's hard.
It's not interrupting you. Jeez. Oh my god, I hear the sound of a pitch. I must now stop talking.
I can't think of music on.
Yes, I know you can't think of music on.
For some reason, he like reads and does homework with music.
I can do almost anything with music. I love having music on when I'm doing stuff. Oh man, I walked home today. It was so stupid.
Okay, good story.
I felt like it was longer walking home, even though I live closer now, than it was before when I lived further away, and it was incredibly stupid. Because Braeburn is such a long road before you reach home walking. It is. When you're walking, it's incredibly long.
Did you just realize you gave away the street that you live on? They already know where we live.
No, but I live in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't live on Braeburn. Drive is just on the way to my house.
Yeah, I know, but still, they can figure it out.
Okay. Look through the window for the big, giant Hindu guy.
Except they can't because my window faces the garden.
So now they're going to go prowling around behind houses. Okay. What else? My amazing songs are for much later.
What?
I told the Hindu I'd write him a song if he did the show notes. And he still hasn't.
No, I'm not good
but
at
I wrote the song.
Show.
It's ready. I can plug in your name. You guys do it. Only you. People. Yep.
Are you done promoting, or do you want to promote some more?
I think he's done promoting. I think we're done with the show. Do we have any more material? Any more gold?
Yes.
Well, we have to. Since everyone else has mentioned it, we may as well mention the CNN thing, even though it's probably a week late.
Fine, go ahead.
Don't mention.
They're so poor and so black.
Oh, yeah, one thing about Hurricane Katrina... It's like, there's all this criticism against the government, but I'm annoyed by the fact that the people knew there was a hurricane coming, but they still didn't move. Were you going to say what I thought you were going to say?
I'm just following CNN's example.
Don't staple me.
Don't staple
me. Oh, that'd be so funny if you had said that. That'd be so funny. Because
they're so poor.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, they probably don't. Okay, anyways.
I went to a really funny site.
What?
Where they talked about it.
Yeah, see that you guys should check out the Daily Show episode. I know PK and Jay have a link from their site.
So go to PK and Jay's site. Not ours.
No, go to ours first. Check out our awesome new format and our snazzy new.
I still don't think that thing works.
It works, you just don't have it running. Okay.
Oh.
Peace in. Are we ready to go? Peace in. You good? I'll take that as a yes.
I don't know. I'm sure there must be something else to talk about. We can't just end now. How long has this been going?
21.
That's
22.
It? Oh my god.
But it's kind of nice to have a short show, because then next time when we do one, we might do one at like 6 o'clock tomorrow. And
for
be
us,
really
it's
long.
Always the length. You know that by now.
That's true. Quantity versus quality. You've got the quantity. Oh, yeah. We actually have been putting out quite a lot of shows.
Oh, did you mention this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks, Kevin. I say Carl the first time. Okay. So I think we're
Carl, email us!
He doesn't listen,
I'm sure. @gmail.com.
Or call our comment line at 206.
1-206.
666-DAK-2. That's 3252.
Or 1-206-98-H-N-J.
That's H...
And.
Oh, it's the whole word and. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. And finally, 1-206-202-PRAK.
We would really love some more phone calls. Because they're so fun. We really want more. Come on, just call. Call in your cell phone. Call while you're in the car. Be like, I'm in the car. You guys rock.
Yeah. Coke, if you heard our last episode where I tried to imitate you, I'm sorry about that, but I was really, really drained, and that seemed to make me happy.
Too much rice?
Even though our show is still there. But I didn't say that.
I have a fair amount of money on the fact that she doesn't listen.
Email her and find out.
No. And the fact that nobody's listening right now.
No, we have a lot of listeners. I think we have like 60-ish.
What?
You guys, if you're listening, email.
What? What?
60?
60? Rice? Spring roll?
Okay. Churches. Churches!
We've done that so many times. We've basically done that almost every single episode
classic.
Since the fourth one.
Fine, a duck.
No, wait. I have...
Lead.
Wait, stop while I think out my goodbye address. Farewell all, and know that the next tune that you meet will never be as...
The show's all about you.
What did you say?
She's crazy.
That's what I was telling you to say.
Oh, she's crazy.
They probably can't hear you.
Yeah, they can.
Wait, so what were you saying?
Rock on.
Rock on, rock out.
Forever. Yeah, that's actually quite good. I like that.
David, used his name in the song, but I just said it, so.
Oh, we all know Pragash's name.
Whose name?
Pragash's Beep!
Pragash's Crunch!
No, that's Kashi Crunch.
I don't even know Pragash's last name, so I couldn't say if
Who's
I wanted
Pragash?
To.
Pragash.
Probably like Minababa.
Ah, Peterson. I know him. He's a good friend of mine. Incredible fellow.
Hey, know who's an awful
He's
author?
So charming and so intelligent.
Thomas Patterson. Well, Thomas Patterson. If you've read his books, tell me, because they suck. They're really bad. Okay. Rock on.
Rock
out.
Peace in.
Peace in.
And end.
What?
End. Why aren't you ending? End, man.
They know they love
First
it.
First you wanted longer, now ends. You want it shorter.
Bye.
Okay, this is the Mini Jew and Double CJ.
Holla!
Yeah, holla.
Holla.
Holla. Okay, and we're starting, like, a little segment, I guess, on, like, unknown bands. We talked about it.
Small bands,
yeah.
Local bands.
Local bands. Except not really local. More like garage bands. Garage bands. That's a good way to describe it.
If they're in your area, you should check them out.
Yeah, and we also want to hear from anybody, like, that... If anybody at all knows, like, any band that they think is...
Amazing. And
No, they don't even have to be amazing.
Good.
Like, unknown.
Very good.
And good. Give us an email, and theminijew at gmail.com, and 99% of the time, we will play them on the show.
Yeah.
Okay, if there are more shows, if you guys like the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also email if you like it.
Yeah, no, they don't have to, it's okay. No, because, no, listen, this is my theory. If they don't email, because they won't anyways, then we know they like it, so if we tell them not to email because they like it, they don't eat, man. They liked it.
And we're still here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, rock up. Okay, and so we're going to start off with a song. They're called Linum.
Yeah, Linum.
With a song called Tannis.
From the album Life in Reverse.
Yeah, it's actually really good. I've heard a couple songs off the album, and I thought they were really good. This one stood out to me.
They're really
I liked it a lot.
It's a solid band.
Yeah, I thought it would be, like, a lot more popular. But if... I don't know. I think they might be on tour now. I'm not really sure. But...
Yeah, check that out. They are on tour.
Yeah, they are on tour.
Today's the 7th. They're in Alabama, still. In fact, they're doing an Alabama tour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, as you can see...
And Mississippi. A little bit of Mississippi
Yeah,
down
so
there,
they're not quite
towards the end of September.
Around the country, but,
yeah.
You know, you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we'll play that for you right now, because it's just that.
Can we talk over the music?
Cool. Yeah, we'll try it.
All right.
I like how it starts out.
Strong intro.
Yeah.
A bit monotone, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
I wish I could headbang. It'd be a lot of fun.
Cool. And there will be... links to these websites, to these songs, on the,
The Hindu and the Jew website.
Yeah, the Hindu and the Jew website, which you guys probably know. But we don't email. Because I'm the...
Yeah, we cry.
When this part starts, you're like, oh, it's not that corny. It's pretty good.
The lyrics are a bit typical, but there's so many bands, you know.
Yeah, no. It
takes a bunch to get some weird lyrics, like... Deer hook. It's
crazy.
I tried to get
there.
They're weird.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Because
you said
it's like...
That's it.
So it's that thing.
Didn't work that well, though.
They can't hear us.
Did we say the website?
Listen.
Curious? You gotta keep listening. Hope you like it. It's not too strong.
I think it's just an upcoming solo.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah,
that's
good solo.
It's nice.
It's not, I mean, yeah, it's a
bit long, but that's okay.
No, it's, you know, let's listen.
I like this guy.
Yeah, it's good.
We'll be having all types of bands on here.
Yeah.
All metal, indie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Probably a little bit less on the metal. Yeah. Despite the indie who happens to love metal. No?
Oh no, man. I got some hookups at Woodson.
You like metal?
Who like local metal bands around here.
Oh yeah, I know.
You got the hookups.
You might. There's a chance. Maybe you might be on there, I doubt it.
Shrapnel. Check out Shrapnel. Look, what's some good metal bands? He was like, well, there's Shrapnel, for one. Also, that CD store down the street, the used one, has a local section. I've never seen it before. It's on the bottom.
There's someone I really wanted to... There's some songs I really wanted to get, the band called Nerf Herder.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys have heard of them, but
amazing.
They're really good.
They do the Buffy the Vampire Slayer intro.
Yeah, it's not their best song.
No,
there's some
it's
really
not.
Funny ones.
But yeah, they're funny, but they're not that.
I really like them.
They are very good.
They're really good. And the songs add up a little bit.
Breakdown, nice breakdown.
Yeah, it's good.
That was nice.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know how well you could hear it, but we'll have a recording if it didn't work out, so... yeah. So...
In case they wouldn't be hearing this.
Yeah, I don't think we said the website. It was www.linumsucks.com, and Linum is...
L-Y-N-A-M.
Yeah, and the song that you just heard was Tannis, and...
The first song that comes up.
Yeah, and they were... These guys were really nice. I emailed them... And talked to them for a little bit. They're really cool about letting us use their music. So, yeah, I definitely would recommend them.
And if you guys are listening, you rock.
Yeah,
lot.
But they're not. Because they were just like, cool. Yeah, that's awesome. You guys have podcasts, yeah. And yeah, you never know. Anybody could be listening. Except nobody. Okay. So, yeah. And I guess we'll just wrap it up for that. And hopefully you enjoyed the show. And... Hopefully,
we'll be here
have
again.
Episode.
Unless
if not,
it sucks.
I don't know. If we keep them short, we have a good chance.
Yeah.
So, goodbye and rock on.
That's right.
Peace out.